AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at Appalachian High School outside Atlanta.
What you see behind us is an evil thing today.
A suspect is under arrest after shots were fired at the school this morning.
I'm not releasing any information. We have multiple injuries.
Sheriff Judd Smith spoke briefly to reporters. Students rushed for shelter in the football stadium. This woman told WSB-TV she spoke to her son after the shooting.
His coach had ended up blocking his door and locking the door to prevent the shooter from coming in his classroom. So, yes. Shock. I'm shocked because, I mean, this is Barron County and stuff like this never happens here.
The Biden administration is accusing Russia of a far-reaching effort to influence the presidential election, including by promoting disinformation and enlisting unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda on Russian state media. A prosecutor has asked a judge in New Mexico to reconsider dismissing the involuntary manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin in connection with the shooting death of a cinematographer on a movie set in 2021. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Halfway through Alec Baldwin's trial in July, Judge Mary Marlow Summer dismissed the case, saying police and prosecutors withheld evidence from the defense. Special Prosecutor Kerry Morrissey says in a court filing made public on Wednesday, there were insufficient facts to support that ruling, and Baldwin's due process rights were not violated. In 2021, Baldwin was pointing a gun at cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a scene rehearsal for the movie Rust when it went off, killing Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Boeing will attempt to return its problem-plagued capsule from the International Space Station later this week with empty seats. NASA's two stuck astronauts who flew up on Starliner will stay behind in the orbiting lab. They'll ride home with SpaceX in February. This is AP News. The Fed's efforts to root out secret agents for China are ramping up.
With their latest case, Linda Sun, charged with being an agent of the Chinese government, out on bond. Until last year, Sun was an aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
The second we discovered some levels of misconduct, we fired her. We alerted the authorities.
That was Hochul on WNYC. Sun had also worked for Governor Andrew Cuomo. She's accused of blocking Taiwan government representatives from accessing New York officials, changing the governor's messaging about issues important to China, and other things.
The scope of what she was capable of doing is shocking. I'm furious, outraged by this behavior.
Sun's husband, Chris Hu, charged with laundering the millions she got, spending it on luxury cars and homes, both pleaded not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,